right. Y'all tell me, how do you become like Jesus? You said what? Doing what Jesus does. I like it. What else? Great answer.
Walking in peace and love, kindness.
Walking in peace, love, and kindness. I like it.
Putting other people before yourself.
Putting other.
Like just being selfless.
I love it. I love it.
I might be wrong, but if I spend time with somebody, I become to be like that person. So spending time with Jesus helps me become closer to Jesus and being like Jesus.
I like it. Yeah. I love it.
Loving your neighbor as thyself. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I like it. I like it. Okay. Oh, Ajane, come on, talk to us. We can hear you.
I would say surrendering to the Father's will instead of our own will.
Okay, I like it. Surrendering. Surrendering to God's will, not our own. Destiny, you had something?
Yeah, I was going to say from somewhere like surrendering to the Father's will and being poured in from the source.
Like okay.
Being in his presence, being able to fed and being poured in the source.
I like it. All of your answers are really beautiful and they're actually all right. Okay. And this is where I want to check the heart of your answer, though. Okay. Because most people try to be like Jesus and fail, okay? Because we're trying to use willpower, okay? Willpower is a source of energy that we are allotted every single day. And once your willpower is zapped, you have none left in the tank, okay? So think about it. I work a 9-to-5, all right? 8-to-5, dang, that's crazy. I work at 8-to-5. And every day I work and I put in energy, mental power, physical power. I'm doing my job. I'm doing my work. My willpower is tapped into, okay? I go home. I got a wife and kids. My willpower is tapped into. So now they like, Daddy, let's go outside and play. Guess what I'm saying? Man, for real, I don't want to go outside and play with y'all. Why? My willpower is depleted, and now I don't have that energy to go outside and play. So I go outside, I'm not as engaged, all these other things, because my willpower is tapped into. Saturday morning, we wake up, Daddy, let's go outside to play. Let's go. What y'all want to do? My willpower, my battery is at 100%. And most people try to follow Jesus and be like Jesus through willpower, not knowing everything else is going to tap your willpower, and you don't have that energy to follow him. Therefore, you going to mess around, and you want to do the right thing, you don't got the juice. Right, like you want to love him. You really do.
Sound like the lack of knowledge, because you pour more into his cup than yours, so you don't have time for nobody else.
You ain't got the juice. It's gone. I want to love you. Mm-hmm. I ain't got the juice to. Have you heard the term? You got it on my last nerve. Yeah. Willpower. So we cannot try this thing and become like Jesus just off of willpower alone. We cannot try to become like Jesus, DJ, to your point, based off knowledge alone. Mm. Because a lot of us think, if we know the Bible front and back, we're going to become like Jesus. That's not the case. Prime example, you got the Pharisees in Scripture. They knew the Bible front and back and was not like Jesus at all. Matter of fact, Jesus was on their head every moment he got. He called them sons of the devil. He called them liars and murderers. He called them names, brood of vipers. Y'all know what a brood of vipers is? I got to tell y'all this. I like telling y'all this about Scripture, okay? Just little stuff, okay? You know what a viper is, right? It's a snake. So back in those days in Jerusalem, they had mountains to cool off. They ain't have all these trees and all that stuff. They cooled off in caves and in mountains. So people would journey up to the mountains so they could get some shade and rest from the sun that was beating on them all the time, right? But in the caves, they had vipers. And some people who went up there to rest will get bit by the snake. Pow! Jesus called them, you brood or brood of vipers, which means the place that was meant for rest end up killing you.
Mm-hmm.
That the people, the Pharisees and scribes, people are coming to you for rest, for solutions, for shade from the sun, essentially, and you biting them like a snake. People trust that I'm coming here to be rejuvenated, revived, and refreshed, but you're biting me. And that's why a lot of people have experienced church hurt, because church hurt, it comes from a place where I'm coming for rest, restoration, encouragement, and love, but you're biting me with poison. Jesus called him. So you can know the words and mess around and be a viper. let me teach you the scripture. It's poison. All right, so trying with your willpower is not going to help you become like Jesus. You only get so far. Knowing your word is phenomenal, but that don't necessarily mean you're going to be transformed like Jesus. Romans 12:2 shows us the process on how to become like Jesus. By not being conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does that look like? That means instead of trying to be like Jesus, we train to be like Jesus. Okay? Instead of trying to be like Jesus, we train to be like Jesus. So that means right now, I think I've used this before, but some of y'all haven't heard it, so I'm going to say it again. Anybody right now, you can go ahead and try to run a marathon. I dare you to right now. Just try to do it. How much was the marathon yesterday? 26.2? 20. Try to run 26.2 miles right now. I don't care how hard you try. You will fail. You're going to die. Or you're going to feel like it. You know what I'm saying? Your legs going to be hurting. Your feet going to be hurting and bleeding. You're going to be tired. That's what I'm like. But think about that. Think about that, though. Think about that as your Christian walk as a marathon and you just trying to run it. You're going to fail. And what happens is when you try and you fail, guess what gets in the seed in your mind is, this ain't for me. I can't do it.
That kind of reminds me of when I go skating, I stretch before I do. And a lot of old people are like, oh, I should be doing that too. Yeah, you should.
Stretching is part of your training. Yep. And what happens is you get that seed in your mind, this ain't for me. Running marathons is not for me. I tried it and I couldn't do it. Therefore, I'm really not going to run a marathon again. How many people out here are like, I tried to follow Jesus. I tried to go to church. I tried to do the right thing. I failed. That must not be for me. Therefore, you go back to what you know. You go back to doing what you was doing. That ain't working either. So now I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I ain't trying to do that, but I've tried the church route. That ain't working. Like, where do I go?
Right.
We're here. I got somewhere for you to go. Train. All right. This is beautiful, y'all. Okay. This is exciting. Because when you train, anytime you run a marathon and train for a marathon, you never run the full marathon during training until it's time to run the race. If you're training to run a marathon, you never run 26.2. You train 5 miles here, 10 miles here, 3 miles here, 5 miles there. You stretch, you train, you do all the right things, and then you become the type of person who can wake up in the morning, put on their running shoes, and run a marathon over time. what I want to be very careful of when we're talking about being like Jesus, that we train and we don't try, that we allow ourselves to fail. We allow ourselves to make mistakes. We allow ourselves to get a cramp and be like, okay, I need to have some more salt in my body and drink some pickle juice. Like we learn some things on our journey and we stop trying so hard. You cannot try to be like Jesus. It doesn't work, but you can train. How do you train? By renewing your mind. That does not mean your brain or the mind you're thinking with right now. Renewing your mind means your inner self, your heart, your subconscious. The deepest part of you has to be renewed from the inside out. And the only way to do that is through training, and that's getting your reps in over and over and over and over again. It's thinking thoughts that God wants you to think over and over. It's meditating and getting to know your word, but not from a trying place, from a place of, I'm just being with you, Jesus. I'm spending time with you. I'm looking at you. I'm receiving your love. I'm just over and over and over again. I have these spiritual practices that I'm doing over and over and over again. And out of nowhere, you're changed. And you're like, I don't even know how I stopped cussing. I don't even know how I lost desire for the drink. I don't even know why I'm crying right now because I see somebody on the side of the road. You start changing because you've been training. Does that make sense?
That's good.
You know, I get teased, like, stop smoking Black and Miles, and like, and just somebody puffing all in my face. I'm like, oh man, I'm glad I don't do that. But it would be tempting, like, I don't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be like, dang, how did I come to say that?
I feel you. I don't know how I stopped smoking Black and Miles myself. No, to this day. I love Black and Miles. No, I do. I do. I really do. Like, I do. I get it. But something in me, through training, knocked the desire out of me. Not because I tried. I was training.
Mm.
I was spending time with God. And all of us, I want to encourage you to train. Don't copy the behaviors, or don't train in the way of the world. The world has a system in the way of training. It's pleasure seeking. It's fast and microwave. I need it right now. That's not the way of Jesus and of the kingdom. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of the world works at different timelines. All right. Now, some things can happen immediately. All right. And we want those things to happen immediately. Okay. Most of the things we train for. Okay. All right. So don't copy the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind into a new person by changing the way you think. We have to change the way we think. This is an exercise I want you to do. It's a scary exercise. I talked about it last week a little bit, but it's the discipline, and we're going to get into all the disciplines. We're going to dive deeper into a lot of this stuff. I'm just introducing it to you all. And only got, how many minutes I got?
You have time.
Damn! Oh, Reggie, you got to give me a 5-minute warning.
7 seconds.
Damn!
That went too quick.
That's okay.
Good.
Damn! Every time. Okay. Okay. So.
Minutes,
extra five,
and we can discuss it 15 minutes.
Do the teacher
20.
Okay, all right. That's what y'all want. Okay, all right. I forgot what I was gonna say. Okay. We gotta change the way. Exercise. This is what I want you to do. Try it. 5 minutes only. Set a timer for 5 minutes. Sit up and sit there in silence. And watch and look at your mind think. Do not judge your mind. That's where we go wrong and shut it down. Because you're probably going to think some crazy stuff. And you'll be like, whoa, no, I shouldn't be thinking that. No, stop. Don't judge your thoughts. Don't judge your mind. Let it run. Let it go. Let it all out. And your mind will slow down. It will clear up. And it's going to be a gnarly experience. And if you can't do 5 minutes, do it for 2 minutes. Do it for 1 minute.
Let's see what you
do. Silence and solitude.
Because I tried that. And I do what you said. Then you're like, ooh, what I'm thinking about right now. Let me bag up.
Right. Energy. Don't judge yourself.
Energy flow.
Because God loves you and God is not judging you. Okay? We think God is judging us. He's not. Why is God not judging us? Because the blood of Jesus took care of all of our sin. When God is looking at you, he's looking at you with the view of this person accepted my sacrificial gift on the cross. They're cleansed spiritually. Physically, we're catching up. Spiritually, you're already innocent. You're already good to go. What God is trying to get us to do is to see ourselves as he see us. That's the struggle. God is saying one thing about you, you saying a whole nother thing about you. And God was like, stop listening to you and listen to me. This is what I'm saying about you. Can you believe that? Because a lot of us don't believe it. And that's what I mean by receiving his love. Can you receive the good things, the beautiful things God has said about you, or are you rejecting it? God said, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's why I look in the mirror and be like, that looks good. Not off no pride or conceit. That's what God said about me. That's what God said about you. Do you believe it? God said, you're forgiven. Do you believe it? I'm going to keep saying that because a lot of us in our hearts don't believe we're forgiven for real. We walk around guilty, shameful, with a negative mindset that's harming our very own lives because we don't believe we're forgiven or we're worthy of anything good. And when good try to come to you, you repel it away by your stinking thinking. God said, I'm trying to bless you literally, and you keep rejecting it because you don't believe who I told you to be. Does that make sense, y'all?
Yes.
And that's why we continue to kind of sin. Our sin state, and if like, let's say you're like committing sins, all of us is going to sin and all that stuff. But let's say you like on some sin stuff. You just got a sinful lifestyle. You just doing stuff you know you're not supposed to be doing. All right. That's not because you're a bad person. That's not because, you might be addicted, but you know, you're just not like, you're like you strung out. It's not because of all this other stuff. The reason that is because you believe that's who you are deep down inside. Mm. It's an identity issue. You have to change who you are by believing who God said you are. Can I show you one scripture?
Go ahead.
All right, I got time?
Yeah.
All right, go to Matthew. Go to Matthew chapter 3. I got to show you this. I showed some people this on Thursday. Okay. My daughter keeps calling me. Stop calling me, Maria. Okay. Go to Matthew chapter 3. Uh-oh. I took them off the Zoom meeting. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm here. Okay. Matthew chapter 3. Everybody there? Now look at this. Verse 13. I'm just going to read 13 and on, and we're just going to read until I stop reading. Destiny, text Ajanae, I'm sorry, and tell her to come back on, please. Okay, Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. It says, then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. Okay, Jesus is about to be baptized. From the age of 12, thanks Ajanae, from the age of 12, we haven't seen Jesus until now. So Jesus is about to be baptized. Verse 14. But John tried to talk him out of it. I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you, he said. So why are you coming to me? Verse 15. But Jesus said, it should be done for we must carry out all that God requires.
Mm.
Okay? Jesus was like, what does God require of me? We must do it according to the scriptures. All right? So John agreed to baptize him. Look at this, verse 16. After his baptism, Jesus came out of the water. The heavens opened up, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove suddenly on him. Look at this. This is major. You got Jesus, the Son of God, coming out of the water. You got the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus like a dove. And then a voice in verse 17, a voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved, or my beloved, the beloved Church of Kalamazoo, my beloved Son who brings me great joy. Whoa. God the Father affirmed Jesus before Jesus did any miracles. Before Jesus walked on water. Before Jesus died on the cross, before Jesus did any works or acts of obedience, God said, this is my Son who I'm well pleased. God said, I'm pleased with him before he does anything. And that's the way God sees you. He loves you and he's pleased with you before you do anything. That's your identity as a child of God. And if you're not obeying God from that identity, you're always going to go back and revert back and get in some crazy stuff, some depressed stuff, some sad stuff, because your identity is not what God has called you to be. And you're always searching for it. Like a signal. Searching. And that's where we got tired. That's why we tired, depressed, sad, lonely. We're doing all this searching and not being fulfilled, because fulfillment only comes from our identity from God.
And that's why he said to the woman at the well, he's like, I have something that'll quench your thirst. Like, we thirsty for so many things, and acceptance, love, and everything else. And it's like Jesus already had it for us.
That's it. I want to preach that now. Thank you. All right. But that's so good. Because at the well, her identity was all twisted. And once she find her identity, boom. So you all know who you are, who God told you to be, and to be like him, do not try it. That's marathon. Every time you start, you think you're trying, you're running a marathon.
Hmm.
You about to hurt yourself.
Mm. I'd rather take that risk than do nothing.
Nah, don't take that risk. It ain't gonna work. Like, you're trying. You want to train. That means you're practicing. That means you're doing little things over time. That means I start training originally reading one chapter a day. That's how I start training. I didn't understand anything I read either. I just said, I'm just about to just read it. No, for real, I didn't. I asked Reggie, what this be? No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Hey, Reggie, I read this in 2 Kings. Bro, what that mean? And Reggie somehow knew it. I'd be like, Reggie, I really can't do this? He'd be like, nah, bro. I said, show me in the Bible. He showed me 1,000 scriptures. Like, okay, I guess I can't do it. That was me training. Because you ask questions during training.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Prayer. Don't try to pray all day. Ooh. God, I got 30 seconds. Lord, I just want to stop and say, God, thank you for today and be with me all day. In Jesus' name, amen. Training. Some of y'all, all right, I need to.
They say, you know, you sleep.
You try to run a marathon, and now you're like, prayer don't work. I try praying, I keep falling asleep. I try praying, ain't nothing being answered. I try praying, no, train. A little at a time. And over time, you will get stronger. You will lose the taste for stuff. You will separate yourself from people who's not good for you. Not being on some uppity stuff. Guess what? In this season, I'm cool. I love you. It's all love. But I'm good. Things will start happening when we train. But when we try, we hurt ourselves.
You know, this is really working for me is because the people that I've been talking to, communicating with, ask me, who are you? I need a few words. And it hit me like, man, I had to talk to God because I never really had a dad, but I'd confront him about some stuff and just be like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Any questions before we get into our discussion? Okay. So we're going to have a discussion around this, and I want you to just be honest, okay? And if you don't have an answer, I don't want anybody to feel forced to have to communicate to, or answer the questions or whatever. Just kind of freely, openly talk, okay? We're going to cut it down a little bit. Matter of fact, your questions, write down the questions, and you think about these at home because we got to get to our papers today. Okay, so write down these questions. Let me turn this on. Okay. What did you get out of this message? That's question number one.